Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Savage Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy.
This is Taisha, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, if you haven't heard. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy is what it is.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
IDGYA, yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future or the scene. I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my friend now on the catch a track. Cause would you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. Got that web, what it's about, what you holler about. Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's straight from the band.
With the D, with the walk, with the walk. Angie, a.k.a. Miss Mo Better. Rep, a.k.a. Ray Queen. Storm.
They call me cool from the day I was born.
Hello?
Are we on the air?
Are we live on the air? Mr. DJ, are we live on the air? Mr. DJ.
Well, we're unmuted right now. So, again, welcome folks to another. Okay, there we go. Hello. Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. Welcome back, folks. We have missed y'all. We have missed us. We are so glad to be back in the building. You are now on live with your Divas. This is yours truly, Miss Movetta. We got Storm and Ray Queen also in the building. Ladies, what is happening?
Yes. It feels good. I am up. I am awake. I'm ready. Let's go. I am excited. It's your girl Storm in the building. Long overdue, Miss Mobetta. I was expecting your introduction, though. I know I kind of threw everybody off tonight. But I was trying to remember it and, like, say it so I could say it for you. But I'm telling you, you had the intro.
Yes, I get it. Long Island's leading lady. Y'all already know. My angle is Miss Mo Better. My angle is to bring in necessary with a signature of absolutely.
That's it.
This is how we doing. Welcome to the phone. Check. If you want to talk live, The number to dial is 515-605-9880. That's where our net users. If you want to go on and holler at us.
The call's going in and out, ladies.
Can you hear me?
All right, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to sit still because y'all know the services for anybody who has AT&T. AT&T has been acting up today. They had a major glitch in their phone service today. So anybody that had AT&T was very limited or shut down of service today. So, you know, but they claim it's fixed. Yeah, they say it's fixed now from what I see, but, you know. But again, folks, welcome to Love Fantasy with your divas. Who we got in the building? Y'all introduce yourselves. You know, let people know who's in the building.
Well, Ray Queen is in the building. Yes.
Okay. We got Ray Queen in the building. What's up? What's poppin'?
Of course, and you know this is your girl Storm. GQ Palace First Lady is in the building. I am here.
Okay.
Feeling like I'm the president still.
The president. Wow.
So can y'all hear me? Yeah. Is the surface going in and out?
Well, you're better now.
I can hear you.
Before it was in and out, but right now you're good, nice and clear.
Okay, good.
So wherever you're standing, stay there.
I haven't been moving. I've been in the same spot. The thing is, I'm holding my device in my hand. It was like, you know, I talk with my hands, so when I move the phone, that's just how I do. I'm gonna work on that, folks. I'm gonna work on it. You know, I'm a work in progress. Just know that.
We all are.
A work in progress. But again, folks, before we get started, this is a platform that we have where people can come voice their views, opinions, and thoughts. We're not here to fix anybody. We're not here to blow anybody up. We run on strictly opinions. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. We have people with points of views and there's perspective. So here, you know, we're just here to have adult dialogue. We speak about things that we see in our everyday lives. We do accept emails from people. They send us different topics and you know, stuff like that we do discuss on the show. It remains anonymous unless you ask us to do otherwise. So when you call in, you have to press 1 if you want to go on live. You don't have to give your government name. You don't have to do none of that stuff. You can give a false name and all of that good stuff, but we like to be engaged in conversation because you might have some information that somebody else can use as vice versa. We might have some things that y'all can use. You know, we just want you to come in and enjoy our conversation over here. That's what we do.
Facts. Yes.
It feels good to be back in the building, though. And this is a realm. Y'all know I love microphones. I'm a mic hog.
This is it. And we're not new to this.
Oh. Yeah, shout out to our executives and stuff in the building, you know, our CEOs and executives. Shout out to our technical crew over there.
Yeah, so what's new, ladies? What's up? Let's get started. What's going on? What's going on? How you been? The news is crazy. Let's talk about it. How you guys, ladies, been good? Everybody's good? Ready? How's the week thus far?
Yeah, Happy New Year. I don't think we've had a show yet this year, so Happy New Year to everyone. What has been going on? Ooh, Well, right now I would be in recovery because I tore my rotator cuff. I was supposed to have surgery yesterday. So God saw fit that it happened another time. It's going to happen next week or next month, excuse me. But divas, I am 50 years old right now. And guess what? March is right around the corner. I'm going to be 51. My birthday.
Yes. Oh, my God, right? You're a mess.
Yes.
I'm in that club, too. I'm there. I'm AARP age. I am. But I just want a big shout out.
Yes.
Listen, we playing his birthday song now. It's not gonna play.
Happy birthday.
We ain't playing it again in March. But I do. I'm glad you did play that because my one and only baby girl, my daughter, Raisa, her birthday is Monday, the 26th. Happy birthday to her. And good luck to her and her team. Tomorrow is their first playoff game in 8 years. So shout out to my daughter and the Bellport Clippers girls.
Tomorrow is
their playoff game. So yeah, shout out to my baby girl birthday on Monday. So happy birthday.
She's doing her thing.
Happy birthday, Ma. Yeah.
All right. Happy belated to Storm. Happy belated.
Happy Storm.
It's climbing. So, all right. Listen, we not gonna tear no time to, you know.
Let's go.
Or whatever. So tonight, what we're talking about, what we're really gonna start off with, is balance. We know life is about balance. However, lots of times people find the struggle to balance, whether it's in a relationship or with tasks or just with life, period. People struggle to find balance. So what happens is a lot of times we're so focused on the necessary, we got to get the necessary done ASAP. I have to go to work. I got to work because we got to get these bills got to be paid and all of that stuff. This all has to be paid. And you know what lacks? Leisure, sleep, health, and nutrition lacks when you're so affixed on just having to get that necessary done. You understand what I'm saying? So where do you see how you know, what kind of advice you have into balancing your life out?
Now, we spoke briefly earlier, and I will definitely say that I am one of those people that's like, oh, my God, so busy all the time, 17-hour days, just rush, you know. And I know for me, I can say that certain things I do, it becomes habit. Because I do it every single day, you know, the routine. But I will say that the one thing you did say that does lack for me is sleep. You know, sleep is one thing that I do not get enough of. So I'm focusing a little bit on me, the sleeping aspect of it. I feel like I rip and I run 24/7, but when it comes down to sleeping, I can't turn my brain off. My brain just keeps on going and going and going and going and going. So for me, I'm working on that. I'm working on different ways to shut my brain off when it's time, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, but balancing, to me, what I've learned is writing everything down, you know, good, bad, and indifferent, you know.
Right.
Logging everything down, journaling constantly, you know, making sure that everything is done 24/7. Just like, okay, what did I forget? I have to do this. It's like a checklist. you know, mm-hmm. that works good for me. I don't know if anybody else, but my checklist, my journaling, that those mean a lot to me. You know, that allows me to do the things that I do. I fall short like everybody else, you know, but I feel like I fall short in the sleeping era for me. That was your girlfriend.
And you know what? Journaling is major. A lot of people don't, you know, think that writing this stuff down. What writing does for me, it helps get it out of my head. So that way when it's time to leave now, I'm not thinking like, oh, what did I forget? Oh, my God, I forgot this. You understand what I'm saying? And
yeah.
When it gets time to, when you start designating time, and I'm just learning this myself, really. When you designate a time for something to it, it doesn't matter what else is. And if it's not life-threatening, then whatever else is going on outside of that designated time that you have, then it is what it is. It's going to be there when you're finished with what you designated this time for, whether it's meditation,
absolutely.
Whether it's to go on a date with your spouse, whether it's to just to get you some sleep, you know, shut the phone off, put the phone in a whole nother room. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm learning, turn the TV off. You do get a little more sleep if the TV is off, I promise you. You know,
right?
I'm a TV junkie, so I know, and a lot of this stuff. You can carry on and start practicing. So, Ray Queen, what about you, darling?
Here she go. First show back. Here she go. Here she go. I can't.
No,
you can't make this up.
God.
You can't make it up.
I'm telling you, you can't make it up.
Here we go.
And then she go get on here and talk slow. She go get it.
Yeah. And make it seem like she didn't just disappear for a minute or two.
Yes,
so,
y'all forgive
just,
us
just,
for that one.
Exactly. But look, just filling everybody in. Like, we're not new to this, Diva Squad. We've been here for a long time.
A minute and a half.
Yeah, we've been here for a long time and many different shows on GQ Palace. You know, we've been here. We've been here, you know, from the beginning. And with our Wednesday show, it is three people at three different locations, you know, so we're all at separate homes, you know, businesses, wherever we may be at the time. And we call in to do it together, you know, God willing, you know, the good part will be one day if we could do it where you could see our faces. As we're doing the show, that would be absolutely wonderful. Just speaking it into advance, claiming it in advance, that's something that, you know, you guys would be able to be more personal, you know, with us, you know, have that relationship where you get to physically, you get to see us, you know, because right now, like, what the heck's going on?
That's what they look like.
Exactly, you know. So, God willing, you know, we get it, and this is what we do. So this way you can see, you know, Miss Nobetta is, you know, she does music. She's like the karaoke queen, you know.
Yeah, tonight, darling, it's on tonight.
Pass out a microphone. You know, she's going to give you the 16 bars, you know. You know, she's going to give you the 16 bars. You know, and of course me, I just say I'm just that natural born hustler. I'm always going, always trying to think of different things and moving and working and, you know, trying to get it together. And, you know, we got Ray Queen. Ray Queen's in another state, you know, and she disappears from time to time on the Wednesday show. So you can't use
and apparently on the Thursday one too.
Right. So you'll get used to her because every single Wednesday night when we had a show, it was on Wednesdays, you know, she would disappear for a little bit. You know, tonight's our first day back. Oh my God, it's been a long time for us. And we are now on a switch day, which is a Thursday at 8 p.m. The number is different. You know, the number is different. The people are the same. And the love that we have for what we do is the same. You know, that hasn't changed at all. You know,
absolutely.
Anything, it just made us want and respect what we do a little bit more because we haven't been doing it for a minute. But this year, 2024, GQ Pals is going to bring you something extra special and something different. You know, but Miss Mobetta, we're going to keep on going. I'm just going to get a number again, 515-605-9880. Because there's so many different things that's going on in the world and so many that we need to talk about. You know, we can't do it all in one show, but we got to definitely, let's talk
absolutely.
About it.
We absolutely
balancing
can.
Is,
listen,
you know.
Yeah, no, balancing is major.
Absolutely.
A lot of times people don't know because, like you were saying before, we become creatures of habit to where, like, all right, I'm going to get up. I'm going to do this. This is what I do every day. This is my pattern. This is my pattern. So you're not paying attention that you're not even realizing that something is off, you know, because you're, again, a creature of habit. So this is my habit. This is the pattern that I live by. This is what I've been doing. And then, you know, next thing you know, you got your kids coming like, Mom, I haven't seen you. Mom, we haven't did this XYZ. Dad, we haven't did XYZ. Because I don't want y'all to think I'm biased. We're not biased over here. So it's like, you know, or your spouse come like, oh, we haven't spent any time together or stuff because of the imbalance, you know.
Right.
So stuff like that, when stuff like that happens, then, you know, people are like, well, I've been watching your pattern for a while now, and I don't fit anywhere in that pattern. So where does the balance come in that? You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just going to go back a little bit to, like, when COVID hit and people were home together and people weren't used to that. People were not used to that out of habit, out of you're being at work 9-10 hours a day, coming home, you're only seeing the people that you live with maybe 2 to 3 hours max, then it's bedtime, and then it's up, and then it's status quo the next day. So, like, you know.
Keep on ticking.
Now you
know what?
Singing. Lord have mercy. Y'all
what did we tell y'all?
Child.
Yes, yes.
Y'all pray for.
Jesus.
So I get these little, I don't know what it is, where I just will stare off into space. My mind is going, but I'll block everything out. I heard y'all.
Your mind wasn't going with us because we was talking about balance, and we went to Ray Queen and was like, okay, Ray Queen. And it was like, hello.
And
it was like cricket. It was cricket.
Oh, my God.
But real quick, keep your mind going real quick. And Miss Mobetta, just finish what you were saying real quick. I'm sorry.
Yes. So, again, so during COVID, back to my point, during COVID, when there was people that were home together all the time now, they were kind of struggling to find what their balance is with each other. They're trying to figure out, all right, how are we going to do this here? They ended up being home with strangers. People that they were married to now were actual strangers because of the influx and the imbalance of scheduling and habits. So, you know, it's not like anything was done intentionally because it's not. That stuff like that, it doesn't happen intentionally. That's how you've been living your life. I'm not going to say how life was doing you. That's just how you were living your life, and that's just the way your pendulum was swinging. The scales were off. You know what I mean? So you got to look in those trays of the scale and see what's the heaviest here. All right, my job is really heavy. Takes a lot of time. You know, my social life got to come next because now I have to satisfy certain things because of my job. And then everything else was on the other side, and there was no weight to it. So what happened is there were a lot of relationships and stuff that were actually destroyed because they were in the house with strangers.
Right.
Because there was no balance at that time. There was no balance before COVID hit. So, you know, there was really no balance in there. You know, again, that status quo and that the creatures of habit, all of that stuff came into play. So at this point now, where you are now, you know, like, where do we balance this thing at? And like Storm was saying earlier, yeah, well, right. Let's start designating times and journaling. I love to journal. I love writing, to do a journal, and you know, see where your strengths are, see where your weaknesses are, you know, see what the need is, see what the want is, and see what your ability is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all of the, you gotta lay all of that stuff out. And again, all of this stuff are just now I'm catching brain fog. Suggestions. I'm sorry, y'all, but these are just suggestions, different ideas that I'm putting out there, you know, to help. Because I've been going and you know, I'm telling this to the world. A lot of people know I've been going through. I took an 8-principle, 12-step recovery program for the last year. I've been going through. I just completed it, thank God. And I'm kind of proud of myself because a lot of things that I have, a lot of times I have been, I'll start some things and won't finish it. That's been my life. So I have 20 irons in the fire, all legit, none completed. But you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of myself with completing that. And it's Christian-based. So, you know, thank you. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
So,
amen.
You know, that time right there, that taught me, like, nope, this is the designated time right here, and I'm not gonna let nothing interrupt it. I'm not gonna do it. So I have to apply that to other areas. Which y'all already know my peace is not to be touched by anybody. Not my kids, nothing, my and nobody's allowed in there but me and God. So, and I pray that anybody that is struggling, that, you know, that's having issues with finding balance and peace and stuff like that, that they find some type of refuge. Because that's not fun. Like you said, laying down and not being able to shut your brain off. Then you're tossing and turning all night. Oh, you're getting up 20 times a night. It's a lot of things going on.
And don't think there's anything wrong with you when you're going through this, because a lot of people feel like, okay, well, wow, like, what's wrong with me that I can't, you know, sleep? Because I know for me personally, for a while, it's just like, okay, what the heck is going on? Like, you know, I need to go to the doctor. What's going on? And then I just, you know, kept just praying just for, you know, like a solution, you know, like, okay, what could it be? Or like, what should I do? Or, you know, like, what are my steps so this way I could find this peace and comfort, you know? And it's still a struggle because my brain goes, you know, from one job to the next. And then it's constantly like, okay, did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? So then writing everything down amongst both the jobs, that gave me that peace at the end of the day, because I know when I walk out that door that I'm done. Initially, I was bringing it home with me. Like, okay, wow, did I do that? Oh, my God, I forgot to do that. Oh, my God, I didn't do this. It's like the brain just kept on going. And then after just writing everything down, it's like, all right, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this.
Right.
Done. Walk out the door, lock the door, and then exit completely. That works for me, you know.
Not
just my opinion.
Storm, but we do have a first caller on the line. That's
right.
Come on and chop it up with us. We have a Don on the line. We have Unc in the building. Unc, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, how are y'all doing?
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Welcome back to our show. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Thank you for chopping it up with us. Yes. Have you been listening to us?
I tell you, yes. You know, it's so many different things that, you know, has disturbed balance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Pricing has disturbed balance to the point where now, you know, we're working so hard today. that we don't even have the time, and we got to be out there working, you know, making money to where we don't have the time for that balance that we used to have, to where we can sit down with our children or our husband or our spouses or our boyfriend or girlfriend and have some sort of a conversation or dinner or, you know, sit down and, you know, rub each other's feet or, you know, have that camaraderie that, we used to have back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things. And, you know, I mean, I say back in the day, man, I'm not that old, but, you know, there's so many different things that have changed the balance of society and things that we go through today, you know, and it's because of, you know, all of the, you know, the different things that have taken place. And, mm-hmm. you know, I just think that, you know, in that balance, you know, we need to get back to some of that, you know what I'm saying? I know mm-hmm. we have to work, I know we have to make money, but we have to get back to family, friends, and just life in itself, you know, spend a little bit more time, you know, that balance of, you know, your husband may say, you don't, you know, talk to me as much, or, you know, you may not touch me, you know what I'm saying? Your kids may say, we don't go on vacation, you know what I'm saying? That balance, mm-hmm. you know, that helps families and helps, you know, relationships, you know, form, you know, in a better way or stay tight, you know. And, mm-hmm. you know, I just look at life has changed so drastically that it's changed
right.
everybody, you know.
Yep. Yeah. No, you're 100% right in that.
Absolutely.
And that's cool. It's now you know we're in the worlds of AI and all kinds of stuff. That's called algorithm. So what
mm-hmm.
happens is, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh no, because anyway, it's the algorithm. You know, algorithm is whatever energy that you attract or whatever you're, you know, putting forth, whatever. So. And all of this stuff now, there's one thing that you got to keep forefront of all of this stuff, and it's called honesty. It's called honesty, and what I mean by that is being honest. Now, mm-hmm. even with balance, people will make excuses to keep from being honest. I'm going to make an excuse.
Right.
No, I don't want to do this. No, I don't want to do that. You understand what I'm saying? So that'll knock the alignment off also, because people are not being honest.
Right.
You
got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah. And a lot of this goes along with, you know, being aware of, you know, and knowing yourself. And
yep.
applying the, you know, certain things where they need to go, you know, have things in order and just
prioritizing it.
Hmm.
Yes, they're prioritizing it, you know, put life
yeah,
in order, put,
prioritize.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I do like, you know, what Unk did say, you know, like you have to make time for, you know, your family and your friends. And I have
yeah.
to say, like I said, one thing I said I was going to do, you know, this year, 2024, was just, you know, not really into like the New Year's resolutions and stuff, just wanting to improve things, you know, for myself. So we did like these boards, you know, going into the new year. And I always make sure I have it hanging by my bed. And I look at the board because it says different motivational things for me that I want for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And spending time with my family and friends is very important to me. And
mm-hmm.
I realize that every time I'm with them, you know, because when you work 17-hour days and you're, like, constantly ripping and running, it's, like, sometimes just to be able to, like, sit with my husband, like, all right, let's watch TV. Even though, I'm being honest with you, after, like, 15 minutes of watching TV, I'm sleeping on the couch. Don't tell nobody.
Knocked out.
But the intent is there. You know,
yeah, you have good intentions,
when I'm with,
right.
I have good intentions when I'm with my girlfriends. You know, they call me the Sleepy Capricorn. That's my name. That's my secret. My name is the Sleepy Capricorn because if we are in the car, I'm going to give you 10 good minutes of conversation and then I might be knocked out completely. But if you ask me a question, I can chime in with you, you know, but it just makes my friends and family understand me and they understand, yes, I'm always tired, but yes, I do make the intent, you know, to spend that time with you and, you know, be there, that listening ear, you know, but I'm working on spending more time and being awake. When I spend that time, that's what I work for.
Listen.
I think Capricorns is like the period, not just you. They dropped a bomb on that one. Okay,
God knows,
we hear
I'm
you loud
on
and
it.
Clear on that. We hear you loud and clear. You know, see, and you know, especially comes to dealing. You know, their expectation and stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying? When you're in a relationship or marriage or, you know, a commitment, whatever it is, there's expectation that comes along with balance. So there's so when you say balance, there's so many different branches. Balance is like the base, like the root, and the trunk, so to speak. And everything else is like there's many different branches that come along with that, you know. So like I said, you still got to be honest with yourself. You understand? Listen, me personally, I'm a loner. I could be in a house and whatever by myself. I'm quiet. And then if I want to bite something in, then I'll do it. You understand? So that way I'm not overwhelming myself. I know my strengths. I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses. I know what my triggers are. I know all of that. I pretty much know all of that stuff.
Yes,
you know?
Them
so
triggers, girl.
That's a whole nother show right there, Ty. I'll be done for the rest of the time. My thing is if I... And that's not to say that I can live in this world alone. Of course, I'm going to need people. And I do. I have people. I have people in my circle wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Of course. I have the lady. Oh, my God. But when I'm alone, I just think better. I think better when I'm alone. I'm less distracted. And stuff like that because I'm a codependent, which means I think I can fix everything around me.
Oh,
so
talk about
I'm,
it. Talk
I'm,
about
when,
it.
When I'm in a whole situation, what I'm focused on, I get distracted when I see a need somewhere else, and I'm just stopped. And that's why I told you before, I had 20 irons in the fire, none of them complete. All legitimate, nothing completed. So that's why I do my best when I'm by myself, when I'm alone.
Alone.
So some people need, I need music to think. I need to read a book to think. I need to write to think. So there's different avenues. That's just my personal thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But so
honest realist, though.
Just a sidebar real quick. So I do want to ask the question since the word was honesty. Do you guys, what's your opinion and your thoughts on, is there a such thing as being too honest?
Yes.
Too honest.
Yes.
Is
we,
there a
we
such
know,
thing?
Rachel. We know
like,
how you do, Rachel.
Everybody take your time. Look, let's go around the round table and let's answer because, you know, the lines are lit up. Ladies and gentlemen, so let's answer this question. What's your thoughts on that?
Let's go. If I'm still on the line, we'll go with him first.
Yeah, I'm still on the line. I'm still on the line.
Of course.
You know, I think that, you know, being too honest gives you too much of an open forum to really blast or to just say some things that, you know, sometimes really shouldn't be said. You can really, you know, get into some really deep things when you're too honest. You know, because some people can use that to their advantage.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I would think that, you know, sometimes, you know, being too honest can be dangerous. I would say that.
Wow. Mm-mm. Wow. All right. Who's next?
That makes sense. No, it makes sense. It can be very. Cause you have some people that are just bold enough to say whatever comes up comes out of their mouth. You understand? Mm. Because what happens is you could be loud and right, and it'll make you wrong because of your delivery. So
say that one more time for the people in the back. We had church.
Loud and right, and it'll make you wrong because of your delivery. Now, it depends. Mm. It depends on how you say things. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you things are coming from. Some things come from a place of love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know in your circle, you'll know when something is coming from love. You'll know when something is coming from hate or jealousy or, you know, or whatever, you know. Anytime, for instance, like you'll go to a person, an alleged friend, you'll tell them one of your scenarios. Every time you give them your scenario or tell them your story, they'll say, You understand what I'm saying? So, anytime somebody got a but after they say yeah, trust me, that sometimes not coming from a good place. That's coming from a place of jealousy or something. So you have to be very selective, you know, of the source.
Right.
Yep.
That's a good point.
You have to do right that. No.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
We just checked.
Oh, Lord.
Here
she goes again.
Just checking.
Here she goes.
So
she had a moment. All right.
So were you asking her a question?
Well, yeah, I heard your answer, Miss Mobetta, and I heard Unk. I didn't hear Ray Queen. So
answer to
before
what? Did you ask a question?
See, here she go. Never mind. Jeez, sweet Jesus. All right. So, Ray Queen, so the question was, is there a such thing as being too honest?
Absolutely. I remember you did ask that question, and I was the first one to yell out, yes. Yes, there is. Yeah.
Did you want to elaborate on that, or you want to let that, you know, stay right there?
Stay right there. Been there, done that,
okay.
And it's like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's,
all right, so with the answers that I did receive, right, I want to say I completely agree. I'm an honest person to the T, to the core, like brutally honest to the point where I'll make a statement depending on who I'm speaking to, and I'll say, you know, that's okay, well, what do you think? I'm like, do you really want me to answer that? Or like, you really want that answer? Like, I have to be upfront and because I'm a bad liar. I start looking around,
right.
I start stuttering and stuff. And it's just not in me. Like, I'm honest. Like, don't do nothing bad with me. Please don't. Don't even ask me to go and rob a bank or nothing like that. It's just not going to work.
And
I'm too true with it.
and
yeah,
believe.
I'm too real with it. I'm going to give you the truth. So I'm learning at my job, my day job, that being too honest is not a good thing, you know? And mm-hmm. reason being is because people ask you questions, right? And they know you're going to give them the honest truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why put me on the spot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless you're doing it on purpose. Do you guys agree?
And then, they'll say that you're trying to attack them. Then people will
then
take
it's a
it
personal
attack.
Right. Then it's a personal attack. Because,
mm-hmm.
but you asked me though, you know,
right.
like I had to tell my HR,
right.
I had to tell my HR manager, please don't call me in a meeting when you're supposed to be disciplining people. And then you're looking at me and you want me to explain what happened, but say it respectfully. So I'm going to give you the real deal what happened. You know, this is the situation. This is what you did. This is what you should have did. And this is what we're going to do the next time, or this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So they had to explain to me that that's a little rough, you know? And I said,
mm-hmm.
it's the truth. So I'm going to have to ask, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to ask you guys to help me with that, the brutally honest part of, you know, do you like this? No. Is this good? No.
Well,
I'm going to help with that as we come back to the new show.
So this is what you'll do. Like, do you like this? Not with that particular thing. So it's like you're saying no, but you can say it nicely. Like, not
in better,
with that particular,
in better words.
Not in that particular
okay.
color or whatever.
Okay.
Like, you know, try it with a different pair of shoes. Or maybe you add a belt or something, and you know, just you know, dress it
okay.
up a little bit, and in the back of your head, you're like, that shit ugly. You know what
uh-huh.
I'm saying?
All right.
It's just change the word a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So don't say like that's not gonna work.
It's ways of
like,
being
yeah,
modest.
No.
It's ways
good to
of
be
being
okay.
modest. You know.
But,
okay.
It's good to be honest, but, you know, we go back to the beginning of the segment when y'all talked about balance. It's good
mm-hmm.
to be honest. It's good to be a balance. You have to know the individual that you're talking to. You have to understand, you know, and the balancing part, are they able to take what you're about to tell them, or are they a person
mm.
that's sensitive, or are they a person that, you know, take it, or what type of person that they
mm.
are. Your intent
gotcha.
And your motive to be right in, you know, in what you're
the
saying.
The difference
at
to be wrong.
Sometimes, mm. you know, sometimes we can be quick at saying the truth, you know what I'm saying, and there's no balance. And then there's sometimes
mm-hmm.
that we can, you know, step back and take a deep breath. And then give the person the truth, you know, that we're giving it to them in a way that's not going to hurt their feelings, that's going to let them step
mm.
off and feeling confident about themselves because we didn't crush them, you know what I'm saying? But
right,
then we got
right.
the understanding of what we were trying to say to them, you know?
Gotcha.
So we got that balance in our truth.
Say less. Gotcha.
Mm.
I got you. That was my therapy session for tonight, y'all. Mm-hmm, that was my
yeah,
therapy session.
Listen, that's what we do.
My therapy
here.
Session.
You heard me?
I know.
That's
my therapy session.
That's what we
I needed that.
Like, no, listen. We every now and again, you know, some type of therapy session or intervention or, you know, or corrective conversation. You know, we all need to all use that every now and again. So we get wrapped in ourselves. And again, habitual behavior, we get stuck in the way sometimes.
I get stuck in the truth. Like, no.
I know. I understand. I can be very honest at times too. But y'all know I'm a joker. I'm a jokester, so you know I try to give it to them fully, so they don't feel like I'm trying to attack. And this is mainly at work, but they respect me, You know what I'm saying? I respect them too. I respect everybody's position. I respect mine. So, you know, I that's how I give it to them. But they like to hear me speak because I don't speak foolishness. You know, I don't come at them with foolishness. So, but I mean, if you come to me and ask me for the truth, I'm not going to be rich about it, but I'm going to give you the truth. I'm not
okay.
going to be harsh, but I'm so again, it's just, you know, just it's the wording. Every one word
it's can deliverance. I got it.
Yeah, no, one word can change an entire conversation. So it's like, man, oh no. Well, how about you, you know, try it this way? How about you just try it, you know, try it this other way and see, you know? And
yeah.
That's like, no, yeah. You're like, no, bitch, that's just not going to work.
But you know what? No.
And I just said that in your voice. Like.
Yeah, I'd be like, but you know what it is? Because everybody knows how I am. Everybody knows that I'm very honest, and I have this person that I'm supposed to be training, and I knew after 3 months of training she wasn't going to work out.
That's true.
The company felt that give her a shot. So when I tell you I've prayed and I've learned how to praise, even when it's bad, I still praise and I still don't give her like that, like, come on, girl, really? So now that she finally, I need her to accept the fact that either she's going to work extra hard to get it or maybe this is not what's best for her because it's a lot of thinking, you know? So when I did word it that way, that was still the wrong way to say it. According to HR. So I had to explain to him exactly what I meant by it. So I gave different scenarios of she's been there 7 months now. 7 months of the same training and everything we've been doing. It's repetitive. Every single day it's the same thing.
That's a long time. 7 months.
Did you hear me? 7 months
of training.
You heard that.
Yeah.
So 7 months.
That's a long time.
After I said... But I said after 3, it wasn't going to work, right? Okay, so it's been 7 now. So finally, she tells him that she quit. Like, I quit that position. I still want to work here, but I can't do that position. Like, I can't do what you want Storm to do. I can't do that, you know? And I needed her to admit that because to me, she says, I can't do it. But then to HR, she goes in with her low shirt. And she has a conversation behind closed doors, and she comes out, like, doing a skip and a dance, like, everything's great. And then I'm called in by HR, and HR is telling me, oh, well, she said she's doing a great job. She's eager to learn. She could do this. I'm like, well, who was just in here? Because that's not the person I've been with for 7 months. So finally, I had to say, can you bring us together? You know, I said, could you bring us both together in the same room?
Right.
So needless to say, in the same room, the person did admit that she couldn't do the job. And he was baffled because he couldn't believe what his ears was hearing at that point. Maybe his ears didn't want to hear it. I don't know. You know, but his ears wasn't hearing because his eyes was looking elsewhere between here from me.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, his eyes was talking too loud.
Exactly. So now I have the same, they created something different for her, and even that something different is a terrible job.
Oh, God. Well, you know
something different is terrible.
You'll have to tell him. You'll have to go to him and say, listen, I tried to train her, and for some not getting what I'm giving, maybe you can train her. So,
you know what I said to him?
But
I prayed about it. I prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I wish her the best of luck in whatever position she has for this company, but her assisting me is not going to work because I work harder when she's assisting me than I do. You know, so that's when I knew that I was reaching a little bit of growth, you know, when I was able to say that and get my point across without saying she's a doom, 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 and doom, 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 you know. And if you would stop looking at her doom, 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 and pay attention to the job,
Thanks for not being that honest.
Okay.
So many people.
It is
now
8:50.
Oh, go ahead. 8:50
something? Oh, my God.
It's 9 o'clock
now. People.
It's 9 o'clock now. But go ahead, Don.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Unk.
No, go ahead.
There's so many people. You know, as a teacher myself, and, you know, I get different people with different views, different ideas, different ways of doing things. People who learn different, people who understand, and who there are some people who don't understand. And I find that, you know, there are people who try to retain information that can't retain information are not going to get the understanding that you are trying to give them. You know,
they're not going
why?
To
be because they,
that part.
They,
that's a fact.
Then they're not studying. They're not putting things on paper to the point to where saying,
mm-hmm.
"Well, okay, let me write down what you're saying. Let me see how what this order is. Let me understand the perspective of how she's putting this together." You know, if you're trying to retain information and know that she doesn't multitask very well. Because, you know, how can she retain that information? How can she get that information? And there are some people that need to write it down. They can't, you know, try to retain all that information. And, you know, I'm just giving them 45 minutes of information each day, you know what I'm saying, each individual client. But, you know, in that 45 minutes, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to retain all the information that I'm giving that individual. So,
Hello.
He faded out. Yeah, he faded out. Yeah.
So just real quick, if we did
move that,
there he is.
You still talk. You totally faded out.
But, you know, there are times to where I have to, you know, make sure that that person is able to retain the information by giving them homework assignments, you know, giving them stuff on paper because they have to write it down. Because when they're trying to, you know, jam all that information in their brain, they just can't retain it.
You got to have a photographic memory some people don't have. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes along with that. And some people,
really?
Like you said, just don't have it. And after 7 months, I don't think she does.
I was happy she admitted it because when I say write it down, she's doodling something on her paper. I don't know what it was, but whatever. and then it was more like, I'm going to get drunk on Friday night. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to going out on a weekend. This is what I'm wearing. I don't pick my outfit out. So it was everything but dispatching. It was everything but customer service.
She had everything else going on but that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, folks, Ray Queen.
Yes, ma'am.
Now she's there.
We have come to the time and the point in our show where time is of the essence. And so what we are going to do is go around and give our final thoughts on tonight's show. Unk, we're placing you first.
I think that, you know, it was a beautiful night with beautiful conversations always. But balance is important, you know. You have to balance so many things, especially with love and with conversation, with time, with family, with communication. You know, balance is so important, and it's going to help each and every one of us to, you know, be better individuals. We have a balance that doesn't really cut or hurt, but it just shows some love.
All right.
I'm going to go next. Ray Queen, this is glad to be back. Let's
continue to just allow God to bless us, and that we will continue to keep on keeping on and doing these awesome shows. Glad to be back, Diva. And I'm passing on the mic.
Peace and blessings, folks. This is your girl, Miss Mo Better. I'm sure y'all know my voice by now. You know, I have a very strong voice. Again, happy to be back on the air. And as far as our topic tonight, to find yourself some balance, be honest with who you are and where you are in your life, and find that balance. Write it down, get it out your head, you know. And if you want to be very honest, be very honest with yourself first. And, you know, you can gently be honest with people. They'll just respect your opinion a lot more. And on that note, I'm chucking up the juices.
All right, Tasha, girl Storm, I had a wonderful time tonight. I do want to just take a quick second and say happy Black History Month. We will do a little something next week because it is going to be, you know, it's the end of the month and we're just starting back off with the show. But definitely learn some history and teach your kids some history. If you don't do it anytime, everyone, let's start that now. You don't need to do it for the whole month of February. This is something that you should do on a monthly basis, a daily basis. Just take a few minutes out and just make sure that our kids, our key to the future, that they're aware of their own, you know, their history. So honesty was good for me. I'm just saying, my therapy session for tonight, I'm a work in progress. God knows, you guys know, we are family. So that I'm having some issues, but you know that I'm a work in progress. And I'm a willing servant for any and everything that God has for GQ Palace. So happy 2024. This year's our year, claiming it in advance. May God take us to unseen levels that we've never seen or heard of before with this show. And with everything that God has for us. With that being said, have a blessed and safe weekend. Look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Thursday at 8 p.m. God bless.
Yeah. Amen.
Ladies, if you out there, I just want to talk to you.
Yeah.
About all the ups and downs, round and round, the drama, the trouble that love put us through. Now I know some of y'all out there came here with your man. For you.